Chinese, Evan. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though no home in Pine Ridge will be without a second-hand vacuum cleaner if Grandpappy Spears doesn't recover his memory and cease thinking he's Buster V. Davenport, super salesman from Toledo. Meanwhile, Lum and Abner are desperately trying to devise means of curing Grandpappy of his amnesia so that they can resume operations of their synthetic rubber corporation. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner just arriving at Cedric's house for the weekly meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club.
Evening, Abner.
Oh, well, hello, Lum. Right here, Cedric, you can take my hat and coat here.
Yes, Mom, I'll hang them up.
Hey, don't get Lum. You're sort of early tonight. I thought sure as the world I'd be the first one here.
Well, I wanted to get here before Grandpap did. I got an idea I want to tell you about.
Got an idea?
Yeah, Cedric, why don't you go out in the kitchen and see if your mama's getting her fresh mints fixed up all right?
Well, I've already been out there, and she is.
Oh, well, just go out in the kitchen then.
Yes, Ma.
Yeah, go out there and tell your mama what she wants you, Cedric.
Yes, Ma. Oh, what does she want with me?
Well, how would I know? I ain't your ma.
Well, that's right. What's the matter with me anyway?
What's the idea now, Mom?
Why, wait a minute. Is Grandpa Masters Yeah, he is. I just want to be sure he's asleep. Here's the idea. I studied up a way to get Grandpappy Spears hit on the head and get shut of his amnesia.
You think?
And we won't have to do the hitting either.
Well, my doggy, I'm proud to hear that. Tell you, I've been thinking about that, Mom, and I just don't believe I could ever bring myself around to taking a sledgehammer and whopping old Grandpap on the head with it.
Well, you won't have to.
Well, good.
Yeah, I'd hate to do that myself.
Why, sure.
I feel awful sorrowful for him.
Yeah, I do.
You and Charity both.
Oh, she's just worn herself to death over his condition. Just tells me she can't sleep with it. Night just worried all the time about
one of the best friends in the world we ever had, and here he is, he don't even know us.
No, don't know nobody. Just can't recollect a thing since he got hit on the head.
Besides that, he's the only one who knows that rubber formula.
Yeah. I hope we can bring his memory back soon some way.
Well, if this works, he'll be able to recollect the secret rubber formula, and we'll be back in the synthetic rubber business before this week's out.
Well, what's your idea? How are we going to do it?
Well, you know how Cedric's paw always gets mad when there's too much noise in the house and stomps on the floor upstairs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Old Caleb, the early goer to bed. Hate to be disturbed.
You recollect what happened last time we held a meeting here and Caleb got to stomping around.
Yeah, there's something I don't reckon I'll ever forget.
That's right.
I still got a big bump on my head where that blacked chandelier fell down and hit me. Just look at that.
Well, that's a whole idea right there. That's exactly what's going to happen to Grandpap tonight.
Oh, is that it? I know you, that's a good... Yes, sir, that is a dandy. Good for you, Lum. Good for me for getting hit first and giving you the idea.
All we got to do is be extra noisy tonight so old Caleb be sure and stone.
I'll holler my head off.
Yeah.
You reckon me and Cedric ought to sort of sing a song? That'll make a lot of noise.
No, that'd be a caring thing too for her.
Huh?
I'd rather have Grandpap keep his amnesia than that.
Oh.
What chair does he most generally sit in?
Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, any kind of a rocking chair. You know him. He loves rockers. There's a rocker around any place. He won't let nobody else even get near it. Got to have a rocking chair, always. Yeah.
Well, we'll just move this rocker right over here, direct under the chandelier, and then he'll sit down.
I'll tell you, that's a good idea. We'll fix him a fair one. Oh, wait. That might be him now. Cedric, there's somebody at the front door.
Wait a minute, I'll let him in. I want to be sure he gets in the right chair.
Oh, he'll sit there, I know he will. Don't worry about that.
Oh, hello there, Ulysses. Come on in. How's everything with you?
Okay, Mom, okay.
I reckon you can just put your coat over there.
Okay.
Evening, Ulysses. Come on in. Sit down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We're going to introduce a new member to the club tonight. His name's Buster V.
Ulysses, don't sit there.
Oh, for goodness sake, no, Ulysses. That rocker's, well, it's being reserved for that new member I was just telling you about.
Okay, I'll sit over here then. Who did you say the new member was, Ron?
Buster V. Davenport.
Buster, why, that's Grandpappy Spears. He's no new member.
No, Grandpappy ain't, no. But now that he thinks he's Buster V. Davenport of Toledo, we gotta take him into the club all over again.
Yeah, see, he's heard about the club, and he insisted that we let him join. He claimed that it'd help him in his work around here.
Yeah, he's got a crazy idea that he's a vacuum cleaner salesman now.
Crazy idea is right. My woman, Terry, bought one of those things from him this afternoon.
She did?
Yeah, that was from him.
I believe that makes 10 or 11 of them things he sold already.
Well, the worst part about it with us is that we ain't got a single rug in the whole place over there.
Hey, then, now, we got to keep closer watch on Grandpap and see he don't get himself in no trouble.
I don't know why his amnesia couldn't have made him think he's a barn painter. Got to get that barn of mine painted.
Wait a minute. It must be him now.
Yeah.
Let him in, Abner, and don't forget him.
Well, don't worry. I won't forget. Well, howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpap, or Mr. Davenport.
Hey, call me Buster if you like. We're friends, Lum.
Lum? I ain't Lum, I'm Abner.
Oh, excuse me. Well, howdy, everybody.
Yeah, just go on and sit down. Sit right there in that rocking chair.
Then. Yeah, come right over here, Mr. Davenport. We're saving this special rocker for you.
Yes, sir.
New members always sit in that there first meeting.
Yeah, new members always does, ain't you?
Yeah, if that's the case, I'll sit there again. Most generally, though, I can't stand to sit in rockers.
Huh?
Always hate them back in Toledo. Oh, how do you do, sir? Don't believe I've made your acquaintance before.
Why, you know me. I'm Ulysses S. Quincy.
Quincy. Oh, yeah. Sold your little woman a cleaner today. Davenport's my name. Buster V. Davenport of Toledo, Ohio. Say, I think I'll sit somewhere else. This chair ain't very comfortable.
No, Grant. Buster, you have to sit there. You got to do it.
Hand him that pillar off the sofa there, Abner.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Just a minute. Get you this pillar there. Yeah. Here, Buster. Now, put this behind your back there. Yeah. That's better now, ain't it?
Yeah, maybe. All right, start up your meeting.
Yeah. Cedric, you can come in out of the kitchen now. The meeting's going to start. Hurry up.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming. Everybody here yet?
Yeah, everybody's here. Just sit down, Cedric, and pay attention. Yeah, all right, Mom, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. The 10th meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order for its 10th meeting. In view of the circumstances over which we have a new member with us tonight, I'd like to repeat that the object of this club is to try to get a higher type of ignorance in fine age. Now, before we...
You think you ought to talk louder? We want all the members to hear everything good and loud, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. I forgot. Before taking up the high-class culture subject...
Louder, Tom.
Folks are loud. Pop will get mad and start stomping again.
What'd you say, Cedric?
I said Pop will get mad... Wait a minute. What am I hollering for? Very cool. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. Don't go now.
Well, Pop will just keep on stomping if I don't.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think you go back to sleep. Sit down, Cedric. We'll try to be more quiet, I think.
Yeah, we'll be more quiet. Be awful quiet. Won't make a sound, Cedric. You just sit down.
Well, I better go upstairs and see him. If I don't, he'll stop clean through that ceiling.
No, sit down now, Cedric. Oh, but that thing's fastened up far better than it was the last time, Lon.
Yeah, well, I can watch him.
I don't know.
Hey, I believe I'll set somewhere else after all. This pigeon-toed rocker ain't comfort.
No, now, don't get up, Grandpap. Sit right there now.
Get him another pillar off the sofa there.
Oh, all right. Yeah, this one here looks like a nice soft one. Here, try this one, Buster. Yeah, raise up a minute. Put that right there. You'll enjoy that, just like sleeping on a feather bed. Yeah, is that more comfort now?
Well, I don't know. I tried. Don't much like it, though. Always hated and despised rockers back in Toledo.
All right, Lon, go on with at the meeting now.
And before taking up the high-class culture subject for tonight.
Oh, they cut the old pine tree.
I put the score up there.
Hold it away. No, Cedric, just stay down. Cedric, what's the matter with that thing? Cedric, you ain't had no repairing done in the house, have you?
Mom?
Oh, for incident, some electric repair.
I don't know.
Like, say, a chandelier or something like that.
Jiminy, I can't stand to sit in this rocker another minute. Just ain't comfort. That's all they are.
Now, doing. Buster, you sit back down there now.
But that dumb thing keeps rocking. I don't like that. Give me a good, steady, flat-footed chair any day. Now, back in
now, the room. Here, Buster, we ain't going to argue.
Wait a minute, I got an idea. Abner, move the rocker away, and I'll put my chair there and let him sit in that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Get up, Buster.
All right, Jiminy, back in Toledo, I always sit in a good, steady, flat-footed chair, not one of them blasted pigeon-toed rockers.
Well, don't get mad about it.
Back in Toledo, I always sit in
watch out, my goodness. Doggy, that chandelier knocked him out cold. Cedric, get some water and a wet cloth, quick.
Yes, Mama, a wet cloth? What color?
It don't make no difference. Wait a minute. I believe he's coming too. Long, long.
Oh, me. Oh, what happened? Oh, my. Where am I?
Well, you're right here with me, Long, with Abner. Here.
With Abner? Who's he?
Why, Abner, I'm your partner, Long.
Never seen you before in all my life.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. Now, Long's got the amnesia, too.